Will you count me in?
Sure. Ready? One, two, ready, go!
I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, get the tingles in a silly place.
It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever you go, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. Give me feelings that I adore.
It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. What am I gonna say? I just, it starts in my toes and a wrinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
La 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 la. I've been asleep for a while now. You talk to me in just like a child now.
Cause every time you hold me in your arms, I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth.
It's hard in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. Make me smile, baby, just take your time now, holding me tight.
Cookies and Spaz, Cake and Cookies, the cutest duet since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Since sliced bread. Is sliced bread or duet? Since peanut butter and jelly, that's a sandwich. That's
oh, there we go. Let's see. Valk, you're up first.
Woo. This is super awesome. Spaz, like, this is, like, the most emotion, I think, that I have heard from you. It was, like, really good and, like, not, like, emotion, but, like, I feel like you really, like, matched the backtrack well and, like, it was, like, bouncy. And you sounded, like, jazzy. I was like, whoa, I didn't know she could sound jazzy. It's awesome. And you were, like, totally on pitch and, like, it was just, like, really good. You were really, really good on this song. I loved your tone on this song, and, like, it didn't sound like you usually sounded, like, cute and stuff, but it sounded more like, I don't know. I don't know how to say it, like, classy or something. I don't know. It sounded jazzy, and I liked that. At first, I thought, like, I liked Spaz more on this than Cookies, but then I think it was more, like, because Cookies sounded, like, off timing-wise, and it kind of, like, by, like, a nanosecond, and, like,
wait,
it kind of messed...
at the very beginning?
Yeah, at the very beginning, but
oh.
I think it kind of went on, like, during the chorus, too, because, like, the harmonies were really good, but they sounded a little, like they weren't blended as well as they could have been, and I think that might have been because of the timing.
Oh, I have a note on Cookie's first part, but...
Aww.
Yeah.
And And Cookies, you sounded super good. I'm happy that you did your lower range because I love your lower range, and like the vibrato sounded really nice, and you had good emotion too. And it was great. Yay! The end.
Yeah, I loved Spaz's emotion. You guys really liked your opening, the, like, can you count me in? Sure. Like, that was...
That was so cute.
Awesome.
Cookie sounded off timing at the beginning to me, like, just, like, a fraction too fast, like, too early. I liked your harmonies a lot, except for the wherever, like, at the very beginning when you guys first started doing wherever.
Yeah.
Wherever. That sounded, like, slightly off to me. I wrote, they were wonky. And then at 138, you guys were off sync from each other. I didn't notice the syncing as much in the harmonies. Yeah. So, yeah. I think that was everything I had to say. What did you think, Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree with what both of you said. This was so cute, and you guys sounded really great together. It was a good pairing and a good choice for both of you. I thought the first verse part for Cookies was her playing around with the melody line because it sounded she had quite a few liberties in it, but I think it's because she was singing the higher, I can't talk at all. She was changing the melody so that she could avoid the super low notes because it sounded like it was pretty low in Cookie's range, this song overall, so I think like she sang certain parts higher to avoid that. But, yeah, other than that, I like this a lot for you, Cookies. And I said, Cookies, harmonies, success! I'm so proud of you, because I know, like, how difficult it is for you to do harmony sometimes. So, good job, Cookies! And Spaz, you were also really good, and you had that really bouncy tone to your voice this time around compared to the last time you did Kobe Calais. So, that was really good, too. You both, like, performed it nicely, and it was great. Good job, you two.
Yep, it was super, super cute, just as I expected.
Yay!
Woo! And we've got a girl duet number two, or number three. Yay. Faded, count. Faded and Lash. Is that next?
Yay!
Woo!
I played along, rolled right on my back. But obviously my armor was cracked.
Faded Anna Lash.
Yeah, y'all.
Okay, so first of all, I thought your mixing was kind of weird on this because it sounded like you were really quiet, both of you. I really liked both of your... I mean, for me, it sounded quiet. Did it not sound quiet to you guys? It sounded like the music was too loud.
It was really loud for me.
It sounded all right to me, but I tend to... My headphones distort stuff, so... I don't know.
I think
Faded sounded low, and Lash sounded, balanced.
Yeah, Faded sounded, like, a little low. Okay, I think that I liked you both on this song, and I thought you guys meshed really well together. Faded, I really liked when you used your head voice.
Yes, I loved that part.
It was just, like, really pretty.
That was great.
It sounds super good up there. Like, I want you to, like, I want you to, like, how can I say this? I want you to, like, sing a song up there and just, like, see what it sounds like, entirely.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Then I felt like at the very beginning, Faded, you sounded like you were really punching what you were saying. Like when you were singing that first verse, you sounded like you were really like punching that first verse. I think that was the only like comment I had, though, because like the rest of it was really, really well done. Like, you guys worked really well together and your energy was awesome and it was like good for what the song is. I really enjoyed that.
The end.
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry. Jeffers. Jeffers.
Yeah. You two sounded great together. Like, it was a good pairing. And the song choice worked great for both of you. And I like the mixing, too. I think Lash did it, but I'm not really sure, because her email is from her. But I like the echo on Don't Let Me Go, and the panning was good. And, yeah, I thought, apart from a slight volume quirks here and there, like, it was good. Faded, I bet you had awesome attitude and energy, as usual. And I agree with Rochelle. Your high notes were, like, so nice.
So nice.
The only negative thing I had is, in the first verse, I played along for you to do something. I thought that part was a tiny bit flat, but other than that, it was great, Faded. And Lash, I liked your belting too. It was good. I thought at times you could have used a little more attitude just because Faded was like, had so much of it. When it transitioned into the lead up into the chorus, I felt like you could have had a little bit more energy, but attitude. Like, because he faded just like, you had energy too, but like, it was a little bit less than what Faded had. So, maybe if you guys do a duet again, try and match the energy a little bit closer. But other than that, it was great, and I liked your la 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 la's at the end. That was like one of my favorite parts too.
Oh, me too. But I good love job. The end. So good.
Good job for both of you.
Apparently, I just awkwardly like speak while you guys are speaking. Go ahead, Val.
This was the one I was looking forward to the most, and you guys didn't disappoint. I'm like, yay! I couldn't like tell you guys apart sometimes, but I kind of wish there was more Lash in here. Like, was she just like the belting for the most part, and Faded did like the verses and the thingy? There was like an undertone thing in the chorus, and I think I'm not sure.
From what I remember from the original, it's Ali and AJ, but I think they broke up the parts the same as the two did in the actual song,
which
I'm not a
fan
of, though. But like, because Allison would do the verses, and then AJ would do the lead-up and the belting at the end, I think. Oh. I'm not sure. But I think they did it, they broke it up the same as the original.
Ah, I still kind of wish there was more Lash in this, though. But, yeah, you guys sounded really good. I thought the echo on the Let Me Go part was a teeny tiny bit too much, but it wasn't enough to, like, be like, ugh, that was way too much, it sucked. Yeah, I agree with Faded. I loved your head voice, and I loved your attitude. I pictured you, like standing there in leather boots or something, and be like, nah, rawr, stuff. Yeah, you need boots for that, apparently. Yeah, I really liked this. I don't really, have anything else to add. It was awesome.
Awesome. Dizzy and Turtle are up next.
Woo!
Do you hear me? I'm talking to you. Across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky. Oh my, baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Ooh. And they don't know how long it takes
waiting for a love like this.
Every time
we'd say goodbye, I wish we had one more kiss. I'll wait for you, I promise you, I will.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Lucky we're in love in every way. Lucky to have stayed where we have stayed. Lucky to be coming home someday.
And so I'm sailing through the sea to an island where we'll meet. You'll hear the music, feel the air. I'll put a flower in your hair.
Though the breezes through the trees move so pretty, you're all I see. As the world keeps spinning round, you hold me right here, right now.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again. Lucky we're in love in every way. Lucky to have stayed where we have stayed. Lucky to be coming home someday.
Dizzy and Turtle.
Oh. I was like, wait, aren't we on results?
No.
Thurp. No.
Silly.
Not yet.
Jeffers is first.
Cool. This, brought me back to seeing it 8. Such fond memories, because they were partners, and they were awesome together, so I had high expectations for you two because I know you guys can work together pretty well. So I thought you guys were so adorable in this, and your harmonies were so good, and you sounded great together, and the singing was good. The only thing I have down was the harmony on Coming Home Again in the chorus sounded strange for me.
Ooh, I had that too.
And I think, I'm pretty sure it was Turtle that didn't quite follow the melody line, because I practiced this song a lot because I was going to do it for something. And I know Dizzy's saying that part of the harmony, right? So I think Turtle did a liberty, but
I think they were
Dizzy
doing the Glee
not.
Version. There's a Glee.
Maybe.
There's a Glee.
Oh. Sam and Quinn?
Yes. Yes, I'm assuming that's what they did.
Okay, well, I haven't heard that one so much, but anyway, for Dizzy, I thought this was a really good choice for your range. Like, this is the kind of range I would like you to sing in, because it's not in that high strain section, and you have more chest voice in this type of song, and you can still use your like head voice and falsetto sparingly throughout the song, which I like better than like overkilling with the whole song in your head voice. And I like your suave tone you had in the verses, and yeah, I thought you did very well. Turtle, I thought your first verse was a tiny bit staccato or punchy. Like, I felt like some of your notes were cut a little bit short. But it got a lot better from, I guess, the second verse and onward. It sounded like you softened up a bit, and it matched Dizzy's more softer tone better. But it was really cute, though, and I thought you both had good energy and performance in this, and I thought overall this was great.
What'd you think, Valk?
I was kind of iffy on this. I didn't, like, I think it's just the song, but the song, like, bored me. But it wasn't, like, you guys singing it. I think the song just, like, generally was boring to me. Turtle, sometimes he sounded kind of like a little nasal and like a little off pitch. I'm off tonight. I'm like, bleh. And like, I liked your high notes in the chorus. I thought those were pretty. And when you guys sang together, you like blended really well. And the mixing was really good. So I was like, yay. Yeah. Like, you were both level and like blended well. For some reason on this, Dizzy, like, your falsetto, like, really stuck out to me on this one more than usual. And, like, you sounded really good on this song. Some of the harmonies you did sounded a little bit off, but, like, it didn't really, like, hinder the song. It just sounded kind of off a little bit when you were singing with Turtle. I really liked the layering, too. Like, it was cool. But, yeah, I liked this, but you guys both sounded really good on it.
Yeah, I agree with Jeffers entirely with Dizzy. This was like a great place in your range. I really loved it. I was like, you should sing in this place all the time. There was some weird harmony moments. It was super cute, though. I hope you were doing the Sam Quinn version. It sounded like you were, and like I thought it was adorable. That's like, I love that duet a lot, so it was really great. There was a couple of moments, Turtle, where you like made some weird jumps into your head voice, and they felt kind of off to me. Like you didn't do, like, you weren't off pitch or anything. It just, the transition was not very smooth to me. Yeah, I think that's all I had to. We can move on to results.
Now results.
Y'all. So who?
Yes.
Won for you guys.
Dun, dun, dun. Are we doing it like teams or like person by person?
Yeah. Well, I guess because some of mine are team. Like okay, the people who won is kind of like both of them were like
together, but the next two I have kind of split a little bit.
Yeah, because Faded and Lash, they like won. So
me too.
And yeah. Like, I'm not really sure one of you I would put first.
Yeah. So you guys are always tied for me, so.
Yeah, who is next for you, Valk?
I had Spaz next.
Alright, Spaz Cakes, you are safe.
Okay.
I had Omi next, so Omi, you're safe.
Woo.
Who'd you have next, Jeffers?
I have Dizzy.
Yep. Nice. who did you have next, Valk?
I had Turtle.
Me too. Turtle, you're safe. I had Cookies next. So the bottom three are Flynn, Songbird, and Melly. Would you like to save one, Jeffers?
Sure. I will save Melly. Just watch that key change thing.
Yes.
Because
you did that last week, too. So just, watch that.
Like, I feel like if she wouldn't be so far down the list if she didn't keep doing that.
If she didn't do the key change thing,
if she had stayed in the song, she would rank higher.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're safe. So just be careful.
Okay. So Songbird and Flynn, you guys are left. We felt that you guys, would have pitched a lot in your song and you didn't, really mesh very well and you guys needed a lot more energy to be on par with, other people's energy. So, Valk, do you want to save the last person?
Dun, dun, dun! The last person saved tonight is Songbird.
Sorry, Flynn.
Again.
So, I know, I feel so bad.
I am.
Songbird.
So, Songbird.
Sorry, Flynn.
Yeah, you're safe, and Flynn is not. Do you want to explain the challenge for next week, Jeffers? Because it was your idea.
Sure. I've been wanting to do this theme in some show and haven't figured out where to put it, but I guess it works here. So next week is Top 9, and your theme is American Idol alumni artists.
Ooh.
So pretty much. A lot of alumni singers who were on American Idol, and they don't have to be the winner or second place. I have a whole list set on what qualifies, which is pretty much almost anyone who is pop. I have a list of who does not count.
Yes.
So I think that will be included in the email.
It will.
But some examples are Kelly Clarkson, Clay Aiken, David Cook, Jordan Sparks, David Archuleta, Adam Lambert, Taylor Hicks, Elliot Yamin, Catherine McPhee, Chris Allen, Blake Lewis, Kimberly Locke, Diana DeGarmo, Allison Irahata, Jason Castro, and Brooke White. And then
do Adam Lambert.
Carrie Underwood wouldn't count because she's predominantly country, even though she's crossover, and Daughtry is too rock, and Jennifer Hudson is more R&B than pop, so.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the theme.
Yay!
A lot of different options and styles.
American Idol rocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So yeah.
So that's pretty much it for tonight.
We're out of it tonight.
No. So have a good night, and we will see you tomorrow, I guess.
Next Wednesday.
We'll technically see you in 2 seconds in the
next
listening
Wednesday.
Party.
Screw me. I hate it. Okay. Good night.
Good night.